So I asked Donna to switch this up a little bit. So we're going to pray after we speak. I've had the blessing. Oh, yes, this is probably the time to take the kids. No. So I've had the blessing of hearing the Lord of the Dance series probably more than anybody ever will, because we still occasionally have mic issues. We still and I need to go through it to make sure that what we're putting out on the internet is a for our podcasts and things like that are of quality that people can understand, and we have this extra mic here to pick up some of the things that that might get dropped. But I've been listening through this series and learning how each of us interact in this dance. Today we're going to talk about some of the benefits of the dance, and we're going to be in James chapter 5. So Thursday I talked to Andy about what should I prepare or should I not prepare, and I had I had an inkling that he might not be able to make it because he was right in the target of the snow. The plan was that if we were running in the snow, that we would prepare a message that was kind of off topic and that was prepared ahead of time by myself. So when it got down to Thursday, that was not the case. So today, with what I've learned through studying the Lord of the Dance intensely over the last few, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit speak today out of His Word from James, and I ask you to bear with me in patience and love and kindness. So let us just go to the Lord in prayer today as we consider God's Word. Heavenly Father, You are the Lord of the dance, and Lord, we don't know from day to day whether we're going to be called to do one thing or another. We have plans, like we learned last week. We make plans for next week, tomorrow, that we are going to go to a place and do something. Lord, that we don't know what's going to happen, but Lord, we do trust that You are in control of all things. We just ask a blessing upon today's service, that the Holy Spirit would speak His words, and that each and everyone's heart would be touched today as the word goes out. Lord, as we sing today, let us sing praises out of our heart to You, Lord, as we sung about You, the Lord of the dance. In Jesus' name we pray. So I was given the object lesson this week really quickly, really strongly, that things may change and the Lord is in control of the dance, and we love having Andy here, and we love him to be the one speaking, trusting. But I'm just going to start with verse 7 out of James. And I'm just going to read right through for the start. It says, "Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil. Be patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too, be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brethren. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings. that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth with an oath, but your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it didn't
rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth, and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. So we see that this section could be called Dancing with the Lord too. In section after section, he talks about, therefore be patient, brethren, in verse 7. And then he said, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near, in verse 9. Do not complain against one another. The judge is standing right at the door. In verse 10, he says, as an example of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. And then he said, you've heard the endurance of Job. He said, the Lord is compassionate. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. In verse 12, he says, do not swear so that you may not fall under judgment from the Lord. In 13 through 16, it talks about praying for one another and how the Lord will raise them up. And at the end, it talks about if we turn someone from their sins and the error of his way, he who turns a sinner from their error of his way will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Now, it's not us that's doing the saving. Again, the Lord is doing that saving. let's go back to verse 7. It says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. A farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil. Be patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient and strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. This is about dancing with endurance. Now, if you're out there dancing and you're not experiencing the fruit of what you're doing and you're not seeing God act in your lives, he tells us to be patient. Our dance will go on, and we know that the Lord is near at the end of this. It says, do not complain against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. This is as we're dancing together, as we live our lives together, we can't sit there and point out everyone else's missteps. I can't point out Joe's missteps and Peter's missteps and James's missteps. We need to focus on our own steps so that we might not be judged. I watched this week as many people, our little internet thing is starting to take off on the interactive side, and I'm seeing people come and connect with us, and they've looked for prayer. They're starting to look for prayer and ask for prayer. They're coming to us for prayer. I've seen people with a husband and wife with pneumonia, both with pneumonia, and asking us for prayer. A lady that's been following us is asking for her daughter and her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to come to know the Lord. And that little bit of interaction, you know, we have a chance to dance with people as we minister to people. We share our lives together, and we have a chance to show them that the dance is good, and that our that we can be a part of them and love on them through those things. I had another lady who's actually connected with another church that's connected through the Engel family. She just asked for prayer for our new president, and she wants us to pray for that. Some of them have just connected and said, you know, let's be part of this. I want to be part of this. They haven't quite known what that is, but they've just said, I'm here. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I talked to Andy about this, and was asking him if Ruth would be okay with this, but we want to bring in, you know, more people to help us in our ministries. And there's things that we can do with more workers of the harvest. And so as part of our Christmas program, I've just reached out and said, you know, if you have a heart to work with children, if you're a teen or an adult, even if you're not part of our church, we want you to have an opportunity to minister to children. And so the dance is not necessarily within these walls, but our church is reaching out, and we're dancing with our community. We're dancing with those that are unbelievers as well. And again, he says, example, brethren, the suffering and patience. Take the prophets as an example of suffering and patience. Take the prophets who spoke the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and merciful. We know that through those endurance trials that the Lord's got this. We have, you know, we see in Job that he stood, even when his friends are saying, and his wife was saying, curse the Lord and die. But we know that the Lord is compassionate and merciful, that we would, you know, if we endure, we follow him, that we know that all things work for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I think this is interesting. It says, above all, brethren, above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth with an oath, but your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under judgment. And I think this is similar to last time that you know, you're making a bold statement if you can guarantee by oath that you're going to do something for somebody. And you know, James is saying here, don't do it, because you're the same as the person who's making those plans and going to another city to make a profit. You're not sure what the Lord's going to bring you to that day. You know, you don't know what the dance is going to bring tomorrow or the next day. So yes, you can tell somebody, I want to do this for you, and I will do this for you, everything to the best of my power. But you can't under oath say this is going to happen, because you don't even know what your life is in the next day. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. The healing of the sick is a real thing. This is, you know, he's not calling on Paul. He's not calling on Peter. He's saying, let the elders of the church pray with you. Let them anoint you with oil. This isn't for 60 AD. This is for now. I mean, we have the ability to sing praises because we know that. We can sing our praises when we're cheerful or when things are going good. Sometimes it's better when we're suffering and we pray. It can go both ways. I've seen that in my life. I've seen people who have lost loved ones and just said, how can God do this to me? And in my mother, when my mother passed away, I could see people who have diverged one way and the other. And with myself, it was God beginning to move in my heart to say, you know, I've got this. And not even knowing where my mother was at the time, because I couldn't hear the words she was saying to me, but she had the faith to tell me that she trusts the Lord's calling. And years later, my brother-in-law, Pete, told me that her faith was amazing. And I'm like, really? I mean, I know she was a nice woman and loved everybody, but I never got the faith because I wasn't there. And then I read the letter that she wrote to me when she knew she was terminal. And she did. She told me she accepted the Lord's calling and that she believes in him. And the same letter that I read in 1988, that I read in the probably 10 years ago, had a totally different meaning to me. Yesterday I finally got an answer from my platoon sergeant in Fort Knox, the last place that I lived at in the Army. And, you know, I've been trying to find some people from the Army just here and there. I connected with one guy. And so much has gone on since he retired when Savannah was born. So he's had 17 years where he's been carrying on his dance. And, you know, he's praising God for what has done. He had the opportunity to raise his children as his wife's career was taken off and he was retiring. Last night, after talking to him, my best friend in basic training, you know, it was 30 years ago, and I just thought I'd look him up, you know, because what happens after basic training is you go to your advanced training, and sometimes you're just shot out. You don't have any clue what you're doing. I mean, we never got a chance to say goodbye to each other. We never got a chance to exchange addresses. Not that I probably would have wrote a paper letter often, but I found him. The one thing I knew his name was Jeff Tanner, and he was in Florida. His dance has been going on for 30 years, yet his life has been with the Lord. And last night, those two dances met again. After I tried to contact him at 2:30 in the morning, he calls me from Germany. I don't know if he even realized how late it was, but he was so excited that our paths had crossed again. You know, we don't know what the Lord has for us. So to make those bold statements that we're going to do this or this tomorrow, or we can make an oath to do this. We can't do it. I mean, I honestly said I'll probably never see this guy again. But last night, I get a Facebook call, and I was happy to talk to him. Which goes on. (Laughter) So now he's a nurse in Germany, and he's heading his way back, and we might even be able to see him someday soon. And so he was overjoyed. It says, therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another so that you may be healed. This is something we probably don't also do in this day. You know, for us to dance with one another, we have to know. I remember when I was in softball as a young adult, I played in a league, and I had this guy, can't remember his name right now, but he was playing left field and I was playing left center. And I got to know, when we first started playing, we were like the Bad News Bears, the whole team. But I got to know that his skills, and I got to know the guy on my left skills as well. And at the time, I was very, very fast. So these guys knew that if they were going to go full out after a catch, that I would be behind them to back them up. So they could make some amazing catches and some misses, but I was able to get there to back them up. And I knew that motivated them to do the same. So as we're dancing these tough steps together, and we stumble and we fall, we need to be able to back each other up. We need to lift each other up in prayer, because there's not one of us here who doesn't have a fault, and lots of faults. I mean, this is why we need a Savior. But as we're supposed to walk this dance better and better and grow, we need one another to share in that and pray together for our sins. And it takes a lot of trust. It's hard to trust people because the people are fallen. It says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So he believed, but this is the same, he believed in that, but this is the same Elijah that soon after that thought, as we heard a few weeks back, and I probably heard several times, because I was just finished the video of that after doing the audio of it, that he ran when a woman told him that his life would be taken from him. My brethren, if anyone among you strays from the truth, and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. So we cannot save people, but if we see somebody walking off the stage, we need to go after those wanderers, the people who wander away from the faith. We need to bring them back and restore them gently. But confront them in truth, in where the error of their ways. Because if they, you know, there may be a reason that they're struggling at that time, or there's a possibility that they never really understood what it meant to follow Jesus. But as we go after them, God can use us to bring them home. And yes, it is Jesus that saves. We're blessed to play a part in that. So to close here, I would like to say that we need to trust in some of these things that James has put out in front of us. That there are things we do in our dance, that the Lord is near, that the judge is standing at the door, that if we don't do right, that we might fall into judgment, that we could help another one come back, that we can heal and raise people will be raised up by the Lord. So with that, I would like us, as our prayer time, to come together in prayer. And it says, if anyone is among you suffering, again, I'm going to read this, then he must pray. Who's suffering today? What are your trials in this life? Are you willing to share them with your brothers and sisters? Is anyone cheerful? We can sing praises together. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. Who's dealing with that right now? We have people that are sick all over the place. And you know, we don't have to be present to pray for people. And we have people, you know, if you're listening online, we're praying for you right after this. But I would like to bring up Pastor Rob. Pastor Rob is an ordained pastor. And as a close to this, I would like us all to gather together. And we can separate if you got something you want to pray privately. If you have prayers for healing, I want to pray for that. But I also want to, as in this time, the things that we have laid before the Lord already, that we can come together and pray together. We can do it in the middle of the church, or I'd just like you to come up front if you're able. Let's just close in prayer, and then we'll do that. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word, that you are the Lord of the dance, that 30 years apart you may bring us back together, that day by day we live as brother and sister, dancing together, stumbling together, lifting each other up as we stumble, and that, Lord, that you can lift us up. You can lift us up from healings, in healings, Lord. You can lift us up from trials, Lord, and we can praise and worship your name when we're cheerful. Lord, that we don't have to make promises, that we don't have to make plans outside of your will, Lord, that you have this. We are so thankful that you are our Lord. Lord, we just ask that each and everyone here be blessed, and that we would pray together, that we would share our troubles together, that we would share even our sins together, that we would be lifted up, that we would humble ourselves, and you would lift us up, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.